It's the Tearback Show. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and whatever, whoever you are, welcome to the Tearback Show. I'm your host, Eric Nam, and I'm excited for you to be joining this absolutely, not life-changing, chaotic energy episode of the Tearback Show. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, I'm going to warn you, it's going to be a little crazy. I hope you're ready for it. You may judge me. I may judge myself. I probably will, actually. But I'm trying to keep as much self-respect and, yeah, self-respect as possible for myself. But anyways, welcome to the show. I hope you're doing well. Before you don't leave. Before we move on, be sure to be following us on socials and rate and review 5 stars. And subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Now, today's a solo episode because I wanted to do a solo episode. Why? Because it's my show and I can do what I want. All right? Now, what else we got to tell you? We got to tell you a couple of things. All right. I have a new song out. It's called Any Other Way. And it's a smash hit banger. And I've been giving away like Polaroids, signed Polaroids and concert tickets to fans who have been making funny, really good TikToks. So just keep your eye out for it. And if you're not following me on TikTok, follow me at Eric Nam and the Dive Studios. Also, Dive Studios, we have new Essentials merch here. It is a black crew neck and we have a black tote bag. And I feel like these are, honestly, by the time this episode's airing, it may be sold out already. So I don't know. I can't make any promises, but be sure to check out shop.divestudios.io to see if you can get it because they're super comfy and you know that, you know, it's sweater weather time. If you're not living in sweaters, then I don't know what to tell you. Like, you're probably, I don't want to say you're living wrong, but you're not living right. Okay? Different things. Anything else I got to tell you? My tour, I believe like close to 20 cities are like sold out, which is wild. Maybe more. I don't know. By the time this airs, who knows? Who knows what's happening by the time this airs? But ericnam.com, I'm doing 47 shows that are publicly announced. I have more coming. I'm looking at you, particularly in Asia, Australia, perhaps New Zealand. And maybe we could do Latin America too. In Asia. I don't know. Stay tuned. You know, things are happening. What else? Oh, okay. Mindset. If you guys aren't on mindset, again, you're not living wrong, but you're not living right. Okay? And if you guys go to getmindset.com, you can check out these new collections. Got so many cool people on there. Really, really, really a lot of cool people. A lot of great stories. A lot of emotional things. You're going to cry. You're going to feel things. You're going to feel so many things. So go check it out. And now, without further ado, let's jump into today's show. I feel like I just did an entire spiel, but it was necessary. We needed to do it to get to where we are today, right? Everybody appreciate your process. And whatever you're doing right now, wherever you're listening from, I just want to say, hey, you're doing a good job. Hey, this is necessary. You listening to this is necessary. You studying, you driving, you doing work, whatever it is, it's all part of life. Just embrace your now. Embrace your immediacy. That makes no sense. All right, so I have an outline here. I got some questions. I got things from our wonderful writers and producers here at the Dive Studios. So let's go ahead and jump into it. Segment. What's Eric been up to? All right. Oh, wow. There's a lot to talk about. So much to talk about. If you guys have been watching my socials, if you've been on social media, you probably know that I've been traveling a good bit. I've been doing a lot of different things around the world. I was in Dubai. I was for an event. I was in LA for an event. I'm traveling. I'm doing all these things. So I got some questions here. I guess what, where should we start? The first one here says, Eric, you were trending on Twitter the other day for eating dinner with the cast of Squid Games and Lee Min freaking Ho. How was the LACMA event and eating with Lee Min freaking Ho? Well, it's been cool. I have been in LA and I've been able to like somehow hang out with different people of the Squid Games cast a few times, as well as like a lot of other people that I like. I don't want to say these things because it sounds like I'm just name dropping. Like it sounds like I'm just bragging, which is completely braggable, right? Because, you know, these people are cool. So there's a photo of me that is online having dinner at like 2 or 3 a.m. It was all these hanbaenims, all these actors. And please, let me say, when I say these names, it's implied that I'm being respectful. So like, 이민호 선배님, 이병헌 선배님, 박혜수 선배님, 이정재 선배님, 정우성 선배님, 강동원 선배님, like, all these people, okay? They're all 선배님, okay? So I just want to say, it's implied. 이미 it's baked in, okay? I'm not being disrespectful. I'm speaking in English, okay? So we went to LACMA. There were all other great people, like, at LACMA. Lil Nas X came up and said, what's up? I went and talked to Paris Hilton. I hadn't seen her since I interviewed her years ago. Incredible artists were being honored for doing the Obama portraits, as well as Steven Spielberg for his film career and all the incredible things he's made. DiCaprio was there, like all these incredible people. And I was invited to dinner and I was just like, wow, such a magical night. And so we did the event. We went to like an after party and then we ended up going to dinner. And that's what happened. Easy, right? Simple. I don't know what else you want me to say. What do you want me to say? They're all really nice. They're really nice. They're wonderful people. I got there and they're like, oh, Eric, like you have to eat. You have to eat. And I was like, I just ate. They're like, no, you have to eat. And I was like, okay, I'll eat something. And they were like being so nice and accommodating. And we had a laugh because it was like six or seven uncles being like, oh, you have to eat. Because I was like the youngest out of all of them. And so, yeah, but they're just like incredibly talented, incredibly wonderful people. And I'm so like, it's so cool that I had dinner with them. But also it's like, I've had a lot of dinners with them. This is just the only one that happened to be on the internet. Like I don't know. I feel, here's the thing. I only talk about this because it's like public information. Like there are a lot of people that I meet, a lot of places that I go, a lot of fascinating dinner situations that I don't talk about because I want to respect like privacy and I don't want to come off as like a consistent name dropper. And so, yeah, that's what happened. That's the tea. I know you guys are probably like, tell me more. That's it. That's all you're going to say. I'm like, yeah, that's all I'm going to say. If I give it all away, then like there's no magical fantasy illusion of like what's going on. You know, I drank Sprite. Like I used chopsticks. It was a good time. That's what happened. But LACMA is always cool. I think it was like my second time going to LACMA. It's always like really interesting to see Western American or even British actors and celebrities and like just talk to them and like say hi and whatever. Like definitely nobody knows who I am, but it's fine. It's just like I'm there to have a good time and that's what it is. And to meet some really, really fascinating people. So that's like what it was for me. It was great. And then I can tell you more about the Giorgio Armani show, which is really cool. Because that's like much more of like, it's not reliant on like all these different celebrities or people. It was just like me, I went to Dubai. This is late October, about a month ago. And they were doing this event for Armani called One Night Only in Dubai. And I didn't realize this, but Giorgio Armani, that brand and that person, that man is like, I mean, a legend in so many ways. So cool. But they have like, obviously, so many different types of clothes, but then lifestyle products and like fragrances and like all these different things. And they also have hotels. And so we were in Dubai. I stayed at the Giorgio Armani Hotel, which is super nice and it smells delicious. Oh my gosh. And I went to just kind of like be at the event. So they had like really cool things set up. We had like a night in the desert with like traditional food. I went to the Dubai Expo. So I went to go see like the World Expo and check out different installations and houses and buildings that were built by these different countries to represent. I'd say my favorite probably was Switzerland, where I am going on tour. Shout out. I think they're sold out. Shout out again. But they have this really cool installation where you go in and you walk in and it's like a hill. It's like a slanted hill. And it's representing like going up a mountain. Because obviously Swiss Alps, like mountains are beautiful. And they had like projections like all over the room. So it felt like you were literally walking up a mountain. And then they had mist. They had mist and like fog that would just spray and like beautiful music. And so you're walking up this lit path. And it's like a really cool experience of like you're going up a mountain in Switzerland. And that was like really cool. And that's what it was. What else did I do? I got a massage. I hung out with really cool people from Armani. They were like wonderful. They took care of me. They were like new friends. And I had a great time. And then we went to... So thank you guys. Thank you. If they're not watching this. But if you are, thank you so much. And then the grand event was the one night only. And so there were all these incredible people from all over the world. Journalists, editors, people in fashion, obviously, models, XYZ. And they had like a really, really cool event that they set up at the hotel, pretty much a fashion show. And so I was there front row at the fashion show, just like appreciating the fashion and the event and the people. And like, it was really, really fun. And then I also met Mr. Armani himself, who is incredible. The gentleman is 87, and I saw him like multiple times. He's like out there on the runway at like midnight on the night before, like two nights before, like making sure that the runway was how he liked it and making sure that things looked the way he wanted it. So like he's 87, but he's like on top of it, like actively doing things every single day. And I was like, man, if I am half of what this man is doing at 87, I will have lived an incredible life. But it was like, oh, that's something to kind of aspire to be creative and to be making things at that age. Incredible. So watch a fashion show, meet Mr. Armani, and then Chris Martin of Coldplay does a private performance with like his, like a smaller band, not Coldplay, but like a crew of people. And it was a bunch of songs, probably like 45 minutes or an hour of just like music. And it's Chris Martin, guys. Like you can't complain. So we did that. And then we went to eat food and then we partied. And then I got on a flight and I went home. And then I came home. And I feel like I've done other things since then, but I don't remember what else I've done. Like I've been busy releasing albums and like music and all that kind of stuff. So that's what I did. It was a lot of fun. Thank you again to Armani for having me. They were super nice, super great. Had such a good time. And I hope to do more in the future. That was October. And then we hit, and then I went to a wedding. That's what I did. And that was my life. And then I went to LACMA. And now I'm here doing this, connecting with my people, changing lives, one listener at a time, one subscriber at a time. Now, you know what else is changing lives though? My music. I have a new song. Everybody say amen. Amen. Everybody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we got a new song. It's called Any Other Way. It's out. It's available to stream right now. And again, if you're on socials, I'm giving away tickets. I'm giving away Polaroids because I know people, they're sold out in a lot of places. Some people, like they couldn't get tickets for whatever reason. And I want to democratize the concert going experience. So if you want, get active on socials, stream the song, join the listening parties. Even though it's been out for a bit, do your thing. I'm an independent artist and I need all the help that I can get. I'm being dead serious. I'm like being very real right now. So that's what it is. I also have merch. I have like my Eric Nam merch coming out. Check my website. We keep updating it with new drops and then we'll have tour merch. We have all these things coming soon. And this is all leading up to my actual album, which is releasing in January. It's going to be 7 songs. I didn't realize it, but pretty much the entire track list is available on Apple Music now. iTunes. I feel very like, I didn't know it was going to be available, but like people are like, look at all these songs. And I was like, wait, how do you guys know? But now they know. And I found out today that one of the songs has been marked explicit. I know. It's all those F-bombs that I keep dropping in my love songs, you know? It's all those horrible, horrible curse words that I just can't help but actually like consistently sing out. And so it's been marked explicit. I'm totally kidding, but it has been marked explicit. I'm being serious. I'm on that part. So definitely look forward to it. Pre-order and pre-save the album now, please. Like, I cannot iterate enough how important it is that people pre-save and share and like order, because like it directly impacts like the success of an entire album. Because if you're not pre-saving it, then I'm not going to get playlisted. And if I don't get playlisted, nobody listens. And then what happens is there's like nothing generated by music. So then I can't make music anymore. And then I have to retire. Did I just get really deep, really dark, really fast? I did. But it's the truth. Okay? Okay, let's be real. Like, I always try to be like, oh, you guys, like, I really appreciate it, blah, blah, blah. But I'm like actually serious, because I'm like, I'm not a K-pop label. I'm not a label at all. So it's like everything, like the streaming, every YouTube view, every stream, like even though it's like literally less than a penny, like a fraction of a penny of how much like that actually pays to, but like it actually seriously affects any sort of income generation. And like, because it's all, I feel like music is so much about hype and like people being like, oh, this is a great song. This is great. You should listen to it. You should listen to it. Like, and sharing it and like getting people to listen to it. Like, it's so important. But when people are like, oh, you know what? Like, whatever. Like, it's a great song, but I'm not going to share it, or I'm just going to hear it once or whatever. Like, that's cool too for you. But for me, it's like, if I can't actually make money off streaming or downloads or album sales, like, there's no way for me to actually continue to make music. I know, really sad, really, really got deep really quick. But like, that's life. That's just business. You know, I love what I do. I love making music. It's my passion. But if I'm like, can't make a living, then I can't do it. Like, it's just one of those things. But that's not just me. That's any musician. So like, whoever it is that you ride or die for, whoever you really, really like, whoever you want to hear more stuff from, you gotta help them out. And that's why, I mean, you guys are so important. And that's why whenever I say thank you, I mean it from the bottom of my heart. And when I ask these things of being like, hey, can you like please share it, or can you please download it or add it to your playlist? Like, it sounds like such a like a broken jukebox of like me saying the same things. But I think I try to say it with like a smile on my face, because I also don't like the fact, like, I don't like to make it feel like I'm burdening anyone with anything in my life about anything ever. But for people who are like, shut up, I get it already. Like, this is why. This is why, like, I'm so annoying about it. But now you know. This is an educational podcast. You're welcome. Now, the next topic is tour. I am going on tour and I have some questions here. What's the secret to surviving a tour with over 40 cities? Honestly, I have no idea. Like, I don't know. It's trying to sleep as much as you can, not drinking as much as possible, not partying. It's very boring. Like, outside of the actual show, it's very boring. I was thinking about this today. I have a tour bus, and this is the first time we're getting, like, I think we're gonna get two tour buses, because in order to deliver the type of show that I want to do, which is a live band with really great production, and like, I am making this tour as cool as possible because I want to upgrade my performance and my stage every time I meet you guys in person. Like, I think it's easy. It's a cop out for me to just show up and like have a couple dancers and just sing songs on a backing track and leave. It like, if it's done that way, realistically, the artist makes more money because there's not more labor costs, there's not more setup costs and all that kind of stuff. But as much as my fans are investing into my music and buying tickets and coming to shows and stuff, like, I want to make sure you're getting the biggest bang for your buck as possible. So like, there aren't many artists, I feel like, in K-pop. I'm not saying there are none. There are not many, though, that like go with a traveling band and like our own lighting rig and our own engineers. Like, we require 3 or 4 additional hands just to help set up, break down, engineer. And those are all people that are like on the bus with us. So it's like kind of crazy. But all to say, very grateful that I've got to a point where like I can take the risk of being like, I want to do it this way because it's going to be a better experience for everybody. So that's how I feel about like touring and all that. But because of the number of people that were going on tour, like I have to take another bus, which is ridiculously expensive, but it's an investment that I feel like I have to make. So the question going to like, oh, what I was thinking about was like, I'm going to be on like a bus, like pretty much by myself for, I don't know, like 60 days, maybe 50 days. I was like, I'm going to be so bored. Like, but I have to think that's better for me because I will be forced to just like sleep and like take care of myself. And I think that's like the most important thing in like staying healthy on tour. Thankfully, I think I've only gotten sick once on tour. It was not fun. So I urge you, and I think every venue that we're doing requires a vaccination, but get vaccinated regardless. And I'm still trying to figure out like how to safely see everybody, because the last thing that I want is for us to go to a place, somebody gets sick, everybody on the bus gets sick, and then we have to cancel everything. So I'm still trying to figure out what's acceptable in terms of like, even for like meet and greets and like masks and stuff, but there's a chance that I'm gonna be like, everybody during meet and greet, if you have VIP ticket, please wear a mask. And it's not because I don't wanna see your beautiful face and I don't wanna show you my handsomest face. It's because literally, if anybody happens to be sick and like we're taking a photo together or shaking hands or whatever it is that we're, I don't know how we're doing it yet, but in the case that it does, and one person is sick, it ruins it for literally tens of thousands of other people. So your one photo will ruin it for tens of thousands, not 1,000, even 1,000 is a lot. I'm talking like a lot of people, because you wanted a photo and you refused to get vaccinated or you did not wear a mask or whatever. I love you guys the same, and I hope you guys understand where I'm coming from. And I hope this is not controversial. So yeah. But anyways, I'm so excited. I'm really stoked. Oh God, why do I talk so much? Anyways, okay, I'm just going to shut up. No, I'm not going to shut up. There's a podcast. I have to talk. Oh my gosh. Moving on from this stuff, we're going to talk about Thanksgiving, because it's Thanksgiving. Because we should all be thankful for things. I'm thankful for so many things. I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for my friends, though I have like two. I'm thankful for my music and my career and my fans and my family and my, like, everything. I don't know. I feel like I still to this day have like a pinch me moment where I'm like, how am I doing this? Like, how is this possible? Like, why am I doing this? But it's like surreal that I have this like childlike wonder and awe about the life that I live. Not to say it's easy, not to say it's ever been like super easy to get here or do what I do, but I'm still thankful. I think it's super cool. Now, Thanksgiving. The questions here are, what is your ideal Thanksgiving day and meal? My meal, it's like, okay, we just gotta say this, turkey's overrated. Does anybody else feel the same way? Turkey is so overrated. Turkey can be dry, it is like thick, it is very like bokboke, which means like very like rough, and like you gotta chew a lot. And maybe I've just been having bad turkey, but also like everywhere I go, it's like the same. So the only turkey that's acceptable to me is like a turkey sandwich where it's like thinly sliced, okay? Also, turkey makes you sleepy. Like what? Like you're gonna eat this stuff that forced you to overeat, it's dry, and then you're gonna get sleepy? Like, no thank you. I'll have it because it's like a tradition, but I find myself having like a couple of pieces, like small bites, and then that's it. I'm really there for the sides. I'm there for the mac and cheese. I'm there for like is it candied yams kind of thing, which also, if it's too sweet, I don't want it. But the yams, the green beans, the corn, the cornbread. Oh, I love cornbread. Damn. Even stuffing. I will eat stuffing over turkey. And cranberry sauce. I think those are my like things. And then, of course, we have to have like kimchi. This is a Korean family. It's like you got to have kimchi at your Thanksgiving table. And then a glass of wine or whiskey. don't drink if you're underage. That's my meal. And then the day, honestly, like I haven't had a Thanksgiving day in the States in a very long time. So I don't know. But I think, so my mom called and she was like, hey, we're going to go to steakhouse. And I was like, why? And she goes, when are you coming over Thanksgiving? I was like, I don't know, like maybe Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I don't know. I'm going to be there. And she goes, okay, well, we're going to go golfing. I was like, I don't golf. She's like, yeah, but like, we're going to go golfing. I was like, okay, cool. Whatever. I'll just like walk on the grass. And then I was like, well, what do we do for Thanksgiving Day? She's like, okay, well, for breakfast or like for brunch, we're going to go to a steakhouse. And I was like, that's aggressive. And then for dinner, we're going to go have another meal with all of my friends and their families. I was like, okay. And then the next day we're going to go golfing. I was like, okay. So that is my Thanksgiving this year. I'll let you know how it is. I'm sure it's going to be great. I just have social anxiety, so I can't really talk to people anymore. And it's going to be wonderful. But I am excited to go home. I'm excited to see friends, family. I haven't seen in a very long time. One of my friends just got a puppy. And I'm going to steal that puppy. Because I have wanted for so long a Bernedoodle. And a Bernedoodle is a Bernese Mountain Dog mixed with a poodle. And they are freaking adorable. And I can't, like, dog hair and cat hair, like, I'm allergic to. And I get swollen and I can't sing. So, like, I need a hypoallergenic dog if I were ever to get a dog. But it doesn't make sense for me to get a dog. But I've been literally thinking about getting a dog and taking it on tour with me. I really want a dog so bad. But my friend just got a Bernedoodle. And I was like, oh my gosh. If your dog disappears, it's not me. It's not me. It's not me. Don't come after me. They don't know this yet, but I'm going to go to their house. If they're probably not watching this, but I will be at your house to take care of your dog. And of course, we have to talk about Black Friday. Black Friday. Do I go all out on Black Friday? I don't. I don't. I'm over buying things. I'm so over it. The only thing that I have interest in buying is like, I want to buy a house and a puppy. And then I buy clothes, but I buy clothes out of necessity. It's for my career. I think of it, I have to wear, like, okay, tangent. I buy clothes and my mom's always like, stop buying so much clothes. But here's the thing. I do things. I do TV things and I do like different gigs. And anytime I rewear something, everybody's like, why are you wearing that again? I'm like, bro, like it's ridiculous for you to wear something once and throw it away. First of all. So anybody that thinks that way, they're like, oh, but like XYZ Idol Group wears like Gucci and it's a different outfit every time. It's like, yeah, but it's also very non-sustainable. It's very wasteful. And half the time it's like, I don't want to get into the politics of it or like the finances of it, but I understand why we do it, but I don't agree with it. But anyways, we do have to wear new things for everything all the time. It's just the way it is. So that's the only thing that I actually spend money on. It's like clothes and then trying to buy a house, which in this economy, it's not going to happen. Okay? It's not going to happen. But maybe one day. So Black Friday, if you want to give me a house for 90% off, let me know. I'll get a house. Game time. Nom or nah? All right. Here are some of the weirdest dishes people have brought to Thanksgiving dinner. Would you eat it, nom, or not? Oh my gosh. Okay, here we go. Here are the options. Ambrosia salad is canned fruit, marshmallows, jello with either mayo or sour cream. Nah. Have you had this? Have you had this? Is it good? Nah. Like A, no way. B, no. C, why? Like, I want to know who thought it would be great to put canned fruit, marshmallows with jello, with mayo or sour cream. Like, how does that work? Also, that can't be healthy. Nah. Next one, ham and banana casserole. No. I wouldn't nom it because I wouldn't eat it like as a meal. I think I would try it just to see what it's like. Maybe it's great. Maybe it's like this sour and kind of sweet mixture, but the thought of it is not attractive. Have y'all had it? Okay, no. I've never even heard of this. Who's making this? Next one is bologna or bologna cake with ranch cream cheese icing. I literally just had a moment like as I read that. The bologna is stacked like layer. I'm sorry. This is, I'm really sorry if this is something that you like and you really want to enjoy it. It's not for me. I was going to get really offensive, but I'm trying to be like diplomatic here. Not for me. Bologna cake with ranch cream cheese icing. No, thank you. Next one. All-in-one cake. Layers are made of stuffing, mashed potatoes, and turkey, while the frosting is made of mashed sweet potatoes. I mean, I could, but I think I just eat it separately, honestly. Like, once you eat it, all-in-one cake, it's going to happen naturally in your stomach, so I don't need it to be made. Like, you're putting in extra effort for something that's going to be done naturally, you know? It just doesn't make sense. Like, you could do it, but why? It's, it probably doesn't even taste bad. It's just why? It's like you are taking time out of your day to stack these things on top of each other when you could just keep them out separately and then whoever's eating it has to like do it. Maybe you're just a really nice person. Maybe you're a giving person because it's Thanksgiving and you're giving thanks by making them all in one cake. Hot Dr. Pepper. Why? Who drinks hot Dr. Do people do this? Who? Who? Fight me. Come fight me. Like, so they warm it up? They boil it? Nah, dog. That's why. Who? Why? Hot Dr. Pepper? That's like, it's like taking a can of Dr. Pepper, putting it in your car in the summer, and then being like, this sounds really good. It's 100 degrees. I'm going to drink. Why? Wouldn't you want it to be cold? I mean, maybe like you sip it like a tea. Do people sip it like a tea? But it's, oh my God, don't tell me it's for the spices. If you want spices, I want you to just take cinnamon and cardamom and anise and cloves and just like smash it into a bowl and put water on it. All right. That is pretty much what it is. Next up, Jell-O salad. Ew, with radishes, scallions, and vinegar? No. No. This, okay, all these foods just, I am sorry if you like one of these, but I would never trust you to pick a restaurant for me or to make something for me because this is like, no. Like I could eat just Jell-O, like just Jell-O, different like in high school or in middle school, like my school would have Jell-O salad where it's like different colored cubes of Jell-O and they cut them up into, so it's like red, green, and orange in like a single bowl. Like, yeah, that's fine. It all tastes the same. It's just like, different colors. That's fine. But radishes, scallions, and vinegar is just unnecessary. That is wasting food. You're wasting food on Thanksgiving. Okay? Don't do it. I mean, do whatever you want. I don't care. I would just gnaw all of these. I'm just going to say no to all of these. Thank you for this comprehensive list of foods I would never eat. We have some jokes for you to help you just kind of like, you know, to get through it. Here we go. Here are a few jokes. What do you say when you tickle a tiny millionaire? Gucci, Gucci, Gucci. What do you call a dog that can do magic? Nobody? A labracadabrador. Labracadabra! You're welcome. How do you make a tissue dance? Anyone? You put a little boogie in it. What do you call a frog that's illegally parked? An illegally parked frog. A toad. My friend told me to stop singing Wonderwall. I said maybe. Oh, this is very Korean. What do you get when you put a jacket into a blender? Anyone? Jamba juice. Ba-dum-ching! Jamba. Chamba is jacket in Korean. Sorry. Okay. Anyways, the last thing that I think we wanted to recommend is if you're getting stressed out is, you know, you can meditate, you can do whatever, you can listen to Mindset, but you can also say your ABCs backwards. I'm not going to attempt that because I don't know how to do that, but maybe it really takes your focus off of whatever's going on in your life. You're welcome. And that was our little healing corner. So I think we're going to wrap it up. This has been this week's episode of The Tabbox Show. I told you it was going to be weird. I told you it was going to be crazy. And I hope I, even though I told you, I hope I outperformed your expectations. If I over underperformed it, I don't know what to tell you. You have really, really high expectations. So that's all I'm going to say. Please stream the music. Check out my website. There's merch. There's tour. There's music. There's all these things going on. I love you guys. You guys are incredible. Please stay healthy. Please stay happy. And of course, check out the Dive Studios merch, the essentials. And on Mindset, we have Keshi. He has a new collection out, as well as Maggie Lindemann. And there are more that are coming out probably actually as I'm talking about this. So check it out. Stay close to us. Love you guys. Stay happy. Stay healthy. And have a great day, evening, night, wherever you are, travel to home or whatever it is. And if you're alone this Thanksgiving, I hope that this episode made it just a little less lonely. Don't be lonely. You're going to be fine. We're all going to be fine. We're good. I love you guys. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Outro! Thank you for listening to K-Pop Debug with Eric Knopf.